Hi, my name is Christopher Finland, and I'm a Senior Program Manager with the SQL Server Reporting Services team. Today, I'm delighted to talk to you about how you can design mobile reports in the all-new SQL Server Reporting Services 2016 with the SQL Server Mobile Report Publisher. We have a brand new experience for you in 2016 with reporting services, where in addition to the traditional paginated reports, you can now create a new report type called mobile reports, which are responsive interactive reports that are optimized for mobile devices. All of these can be consumed through a brand new web portal, which can be used by any modern browser. How you create interactive mobile reports is a unique experience. By using the Mobile Report Publisher, you can drag and drop these visualizations to create a great interactive mobile report. Another neat feature is something you can prototype in minutes by using simulated data inside the Mobile Report Publisher. You can also access any enterprise data sources you've saved on your reporting server, and you can customize all of these for layouts for different form factors, including all the major mobile devices. You can consume your mobile reports through native apps for all the major mobile platforms. There's now one mobile app for Power BI that allows you to connect both to your on-prem reporting services and to your Power BI cloud instance. This is a native mobile experience that's been optimized for touch. So for each device, it's been optimized for you to tap through and interact with your report. You'll be able to keep all your data up to date by using the real-time query functionality or scheduling a refresh, and you can even interact with these reports offline when you're using the apps in an area where you don't have Wi-Fi or mobile access. Now, how do you create and consume these reports? Well, I'm going to be happy to walk you through a demo of that right now. Here you're looking at one of the public previews of the brand new SQL Server Mobile Report Publisher. Built on the DataZen technology acquired by Microsoft in 2015, it allows you to create a brand new interactive report that you can publish to your reporting services instance or save as a local copy. You'll see here on the left-hand side, I have a number of different visualization options that I can add to my canvas, which is adjustable based on the rows and columns I'd like to make available. As I scroll down, you'll see I have the traditional gauges, charts, maps, etc., that one would expect when interacting with one of these reports. What's interesting is, unlike many other tools, I can start with the visualizations first and then see how that data would lay out and then create my queries or shared data sets accordingly on the server. Let's see how that works. I'm going to move a time navigator over to the canvas, and you'll see there's already been data pre-populated in here, and as I move it across, you can see I already have different options available to me. I can now add additional items to the canvas as well. I can add a gauge, which I can then resize accordingly. You'll see, depending on how many different areas of the canvas I choose, it will automatically reshape it in a way that makes the most sense. I'll add a second gauge here, and then I can add my final element, which will be a chart. As I stretch it across the canvas, you see once again, it's added in fake data, so when I hit preview, I can see exactly how the report will be interacted with by my end users once I add the actual data. As I move through, the report is fully interactive, and I can quickly move through and see exactly what my report will do. If I move back to my design area, I can also optimize this for other form factors. For example, I can optimize it for a phone. So once I change my layout, my elements remain the same, but I can now lay them out in a way that makes the most sense for a phone form factor. So I'll add my elements back to my canvas. And there you go. My report is now optimized not only for a tablet or a PC form factor, but for a mobile phone form factor as well. And again, retains all the interactivity I would have had in my other layout. Now, how do I add data to this particular report? Well, that's easy. I'm going to switch back to my master layout. Then I'm going to go to my data tab. And you'll see it's already shown me how the simulated data needs to be laid out. So I can follow this exactly, or I can bring in another data set and simply change the dropdowns for the elements accordingly to bring in the data I need. So I'm going to do this for one of the radial gauges to give you an idea of how it works. I hit Add Data. I'm going to go to my RS instance. You can also use a local Excel copy if you'd like. And you'll see I already have a server set up. I'll choose from my data sets, and then I'm going to choose my total sales. It's then added the data accordingly. So I have my total sales for the year. I'm going to go to one of my radio gauges and change that main value from the simulated table to total sales. And you see it automatically changes it to the particular field that I brought down. I want to compare this against my last year's sales. No problem. I'll add another data set from my server. And then I can change my comparison value to the previous year's sales. If I go back to my layout, you'll see that that element's been updated accordingly with the data. If I hit preview, my simulated data is still there for the other elements, but the actual data has been added for my first radial gauge. This is a great way to quickly prototype and show your executives exactly what their reports will look like on their devices before you go through the efforts of actually putting together your data. You can work with each of the elements individually to give you the opportunity to exactly lay out and decide exactly what data you need and how exactly it should be added. You can mix and match between both Excel and server data sources, and you can even leave in simulated data as well as you're working through your development. Once I'm finished with my report, and again, I have a number of options here in terms of changing the names of elements, changing the actual name of the report, sales versus previous year. So I hit the save icon, and then I can choose where to save my mobile report. I can either save it locally, or I can save it to my reporting services server. If I choose save to server, I then have my server, my report name, and then I can choose a location. I can browse. I'm just going to save this right in the home folder. So I choose folder, hit save, and this report was published properly. Now, if I Alt-Tab back over to my server, and I refresh my screen, I now have my brand new mobile report. If I click on it, it will bring it up inside of the brand new Chrome. And now I can interact with it accordingly. And see, I'm able to quickly move through. And then you'll see, as I resize my browser, the report will automatically optimize for the device and browser size. And if I move it all the way to the left to simulate a phone form factor, you'll see that it's automatically resized accordingly, and I can still interact with it. And that's it. That's how easy it is to create your brand new mobile report in the Mobile Report Publisher and publish it to your reporting services instance. Hopefully now you'll be able to create and consume your own mobile reports in the brand new SQL Server Reporting Services in SQL Server 2016. I encourage you to download the evaluation of the brand new 2016 SQL Server online today. In addition, here are a number of helpful links and tips to get you through as you have questions and concerns as you move forward. Thanks very much for watching, and I look forward to speaking with you in the future.